The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we have with us John Pyle, the Director of OEM Sales. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. It's good to be here.
So how in the world did you find yourself here at Daikin Comfort Technologies?
That is a long story. The short version, 23 years ago, I was hired as a secretary at Venstar. From there into technical support, then into sales, and then doing all of our OEM thermostat sales. And it's been kind of a wild ride since, I think, December, when all of a sudden we went from being a thermostat manufacturer to part of the largest manufacturer on earth for HVAC equipment, right? So it's been truly amazing.
Well, and we're glad that you're here. And again, Daikin came out, they acquired Venstar. Can you tell us a little bit about that whole acquisition process and what that was about?
It was incredible, you know. It's the first time in our industry that the same company that designs, engineers, and manufactures the equipment is now the same company who makes all the controls. That's never happened before. It's never been tried, right? Everybody has their own particular flavor of communicating stat, but nobody is like, we're just going to buy the entire thermostat manufacturer and bring it. It's Daikin though, right? So it's kind of incredible to me. And that's created all these like really neat synergies. And it's also the exact opposite of what's happening in the rest of our industry. So Emerson was purchased by Blackstone, or acquired by Blackstone, and then Ecobee by Generac. And there's been a lot of that. Those companies aren't even a part of our industry. But with Daikin, I mean, we talk about it as a synergy in-house, right? That is creating innovations and synergies unlike anything I've ever seen in my almost quarter century doing this. And it is just really, really exciting.
For those that are not familiar, tell us a little bit, what is a Venstar?
that's been one of the, going back to the last question, that's been one of the real major changes. I used to be, you know, John Pyle, Venstar, and they're like, Ventstar? Like, no, I don't sell grills, like, I sell thermostats. And so Ventstat, I'm like, no, Venstar, right, is this whole thing. Now, John with Daikin is a lot easier to say. Everyone knows that name in our industry. But what Venstar is premium example of who we are is Surveyor. Surveyor is probably one of the main things that brought us to Daikin's attention. So back in 2003, we were the first company in this industry to bring IoT into HVAC, so the Internet of Things. It had never been done before, and we did all that innovation was in our in-house. And so Surveyor, fast forward 20 years, we're in 150,000 locations, units, equipment, in over 30,000 locations, and it's not HVAC. It's the air conditioning, but we control all the lighting, and I mean, it's full facilities management. Like, I know the disposition of like 20,000 oil recycling tanks in North America. Like, we know the water temperature at some of these retail locations. It is just an incredible piece of who we are, and that technology is what we use to create Skyport Cloud Services. So Surveyor's like this, you know, you have to have like 4,000 retail locations. These are major companies in North America. Where's the dealer in that? So we took that technology pipeline and we made it available in just a regular old 24-volt thermostat. So in the Wi-Fi thermostat realm, boom, now one dealer can have one thermostat and they get access to all of our Surveyor capabilities, but just for a thermostat side of things, right? So all this reporting, everything is now available, and that is what we used for the Daikin One ecosystem. So I think really them seeing that is what said, all right, let's partner with Venstar, let's do this Daikin One ecosystem, this communicating thermostat, and that has really created this like virtuous cycle of technology, right, where it all feeds on itself back to Surveyor, to Skyport, to Daikin One, and I think that those three pieces are what really make Venstar unique, not just a thermostat manufacturer, really high technology, you know.
Well, and it's interesting because I heard you speaking to a group of contractors a couple of months ago, and it was one thing that really fascinated me that I didn't think about, but you really, you know, kind of brought it to life when you said this. You said, it's no secret in our industry. There were supply chain issues and shortages and all kinds of other things, and then all of a sudden you woke up one day and you've been acquired by Daikin. And you said, you know, when I go and I say, hey, we have these supply issues, what did Daikin do to solve your supply issues and your challenges that you were having?
Oh, my goodness. You know, a funny thing happens when, you know, however many billions of dollars we are, I don't know, it's huge, company sits down with your suppliers. All of a sudden they say, why, yes, we do have stock available for you, you know. So all of our supply chain issues have just disappeared literally overnight. And so I keep telling people, I've never been able to say this, and I don't know another manufacturer that's bold enough to say it, but I say it. I'm like, we will not run out. Like, you will not have supply chain issues with our product because we're kind of crazy and bringing in a lot of it to launch, you know, but we just don't have those issues anymore because we're such a huge organization. The biggest in the world, right?
So part of Venstar, for those that don't know, ProStat is part of Venstar. Can you talk a little bit about ProStat Plus and what is happening in that front?
Yeah, so ProStat Plus is kind of at the center of what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So really what we're trying to do is introduce the idea of ProStat Plus into the bloodstream, and we felt like the best way to do that would be to come out with just an economical entry-level stat. It's very approachable, very easy to use, but it's robust. Right? It's very strong. It's not going to break when you install it or drop it on the ground. Not that that ever happens and people return it for warranty. No. Right? So we just thought, like, we're bringing out this value series, one heat, one cool, two heat, one cool. But the idea of ProStat Plus is what really matters. So when I say the idea, it's that every other brand of thermostat stands alone in our industry. No customer, homeowner, residential, or commercial, looks up at the wall and infers anything based on the brand of thermostat. They don't say, oh yeah, my technician installed that, or this company installed that, or this represents my equipment that's outside. None of that. They just say, oh, there's a brand of my thermostat, and it stops there. Mm. And so we don't like that, right? There's no synergy there at all. Those companies are only for themselves, and there's no benefit to the contractor, and certainly not to the manufacturer. So what we've done is the stat says ProStat Plus, but even I don't want it to say that on the wall when it's installed. So what do we want? In every box, we include a Goodman and an Amana badge so that you can brand it. I've installed a Goodman piece of equipment in your home, and I put a Goodman thermostat on the wall, an Amana system, and an Amana thermostat on the wall. Why? Because homeowners do associate the dealer with the brand of equipment. You know, why that is, I'm not sure, but they will say, yeah, my Goodman dealer installed that. What was his or her name again? Right? And so they associate that. The name Goodman or Amana is usually on the side of the truck that pulls up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but even better than that is I want the contractor to rebrand it. So we make these custom badges for any contractor. It's totally free. We redo their entire logo, even their branding scheme to help them brand the thermostat so it speaks the contractor's name when it comes out of the box. Right, so I know it sounds radical, but like I said, I don't even want it to say ProStat Plus when it's
right
on the wall. Yeah.
And so when the homeowner goes there, they see ABC Heating and Cooling or whoever it is, and they're able to recognize that that's on there. So are there different options for how the contractor is picking or designing those? Or
yeah, we hired a dedicated person who probably didn't know what he was getting into. I actually co-opted him from a different department, and
okay,
I brought him in, and it's his entire mission in life is to take contractor logos, reimagine them, redraw them, and issue custom artwork and say, what do you guys feel about this? What kind of info do you want? And it's interesting. Some contractors even want their email address on this thing, and I joke around, but it is true. If you wanted your face on it, I could put it on that badge, right? Well, we do it completely custom, and it's completely free for everybody. So that's just the value series introduction, an easy way to get that idea in front of the industry.
So those value thermostats just launched?
June 1st. Yeah.
Okay. What's coming next?
That's where the technological sizzle is going to happen. I'm very, very excited. So they're already on their way. September 1st, what we call the connected products are going to launch. So connected, that just means Wi-Fi. right? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be three models. One's a low cost. We call it premium mini. You know, two heat, two cool, universal. But it's very low cost. And what it does is Surveyor Cloud comes along for the ride, right? Mm. So it's the way to introduce the full blown cloud services in a very low cost thermostat, and it's all there available, right? There'll be two touchscreen models. So one with humidity, one without, depending on what part of country you're in. And the touchscreen is really exciting. So it's been around a long time. We launched that, I think, back in 2012. It's so funny. My CEO, we're at this board meeting, all crammed into this tiny conference room, and he holds it up and he says, "It's the thermostat that thinks it's a digital picture frame." And everyone's like, "Ah, my goodness, it's such genius." And I remember sitting in the back thinking, like, that is so stupid. Like, who's going to load flipping pictures onto a thermostat? Like, nobody's going to do that. You know, because you can load up to 100 photos and run a slideshow, right? So it turns out the answer to that question is everybody. Everybody wants to load photos onto their flipping thermostat and run a slideshow. That's why he's a CEO and I'm not. But yeah, but that's getting launched now under ProStat Plus with a huge upgrade that it's going to be Wi-Fi is completely built in, completely communicating with the Skyport Cloud Services. So very exciting. Very exciting day. September 1st.
So let's talk about those online services. What can a contractor do from those? What can a homeowner do from those online services that you have?
You know, every manufacturer has some cloud service,
right?
Their Wi-Fi thermostats. It's just, the one thing we don't want to be is iterative. Like, this is truly is unique, and it truly is better. And we do a lot of things better than our competition because, again, what I call that, you know, the technological cycle, mm-hmm. it's coming from a place where someone at is running 7,000 retail locations, has all of these, requests and needs for technology. We pipeline that down into that commodity thermostat and put it on the Skyport Cloud. So I would say probably the two main things that really set Venstar apart with the ProStat Plus thermostat, I guess I can say Daikin now, right?
Yeah.
That really set us apart in the industry. It's the fact that every other manufacturer says, like, okay, you can have four thermostats for one user account, right? And maybe two locations. I think as big as it gets is you can have 40 thermostats, but you can only have two locations. I'm like, are we living in mansions? Like, what is happening, right? So all that is out the window. So the contractor can have hundreds of thermostats across hundreds of locations anywhere in the world. And I mean that, anywhere in the world, all assigned to a single user account. And from that account, that contractor can then assign thermostats to technicians across different parts in the organization, right? Nobody does this. And the people who try to do it, they charge you a bunch of monthly fees for it. We don't do that. So the second thing is the alerts. And I'm just passionate about the alerts. So I was working with the Surveyor team back in the early 2000s when we did this huge launch of one of these retailers. And we pushed the go button, and I was there on that day. So these are big boxes with multiple RTUs, right? Mm-hmm. What happens is one will fail, and no one will know unless it's like a huge peak heating day or something,
right?
Or cooling day, right? Okay. So nobody knows. And they don't catch it till the monthly maintenance cycle, right? What does it do? Everybody thinks like, well, so just it sits off. That's not what happens to equipment. It runs continuously anytime there's a demand until the other system fixes the demand, right? So 80% of 4,000 locations had that scenario in real time, all at the same time. Now, they were going to catch that on the monthly maintenance cycle, right? So they just go in there, and they don't do anything. They just turn the unit off. They save $20 million in energy spend. This company takes out full-page ads saying, we've gone green, and I guess it's sort of true, but really all they did was turn off their dead equipment, right, until they could fix it. And that was a light bulb for me at Venstar, where I was like, oh, we make something that really does make a difference to the environment. It makes a difference to the economy. It makes a difference to these companies in terms of energy spend and all that. Like, we actually make a difference. It was really kind of a huge moment for me in my career that set me on a different path. After that, I went into sales because I believed. I was like, I believe in this.
Sure.
Yeah. So that feature is supply air alerts that we now make available so that the residential service contractor, it has 1,000 homeowners in his or her portal, can set up supply air alerts, can set up, compressor runtime alerts, a huge bank of alerts that they can use to assess equipment health, and it comes for the price of the thermostat, right? Any dealer can do that on any Skyport cloud, right? I think it really will change our industry going forward. Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see what that does to customer loyalty.
Yeah.
What it does to helping with just being able to take your labor demand.
Yeah.
And being able to shift that into non-peak demand times.
Yes.
Because you're catching things. You know, to your point, nobody knows the air conditioner is broke until it's 103 degrees out like it is today in Houston.
Right. And it's about to be after hours.
Right.
So that's the thing, you know, to the service contractor, sitting across from the homeowner can actually say, I'm going to know that you have a problem with your equipment in real time. I usually say before you know, but that's not true. They'll find out at the same time. They get the
right.
same email, right? But to know that your contractor is looking at that, we tell them monetize that, right? Charge a couple bucks a month for each homeowner.
Sure.
So you get that residual income going, because we've given it to you with a thermostat. You're not paying anything for it. So it really is a different way to do business. And I feel like it's a better way, right? That we are partners now with these dealers, partners with these installers. We're trying to make their business better, not just trying to make a buck.
Absolutely. John, I don't know if you have anything else, parting words you have for our contractors or anything else. You know, it's been really great, and I hope to have you back on future episodes so we can talk
to,
more about control strategies and as we're rolling these out, different things that we're learning. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Do you have any parting words of advice or things for our contractors?
It's difficult. I have a lot to say, but I'm not sure which of it is confidential and I'll get in trouble for. You know, it's really cool that Venstar has been brought into the center of the Daikin organization, really to be the technological platform going forward, to bring in all these disparate technological islands and to unify them so there's a unified customer experience. And I think the parting words I would say is what I said at the very top. This has never been done before. And it's not just that it's happening, it's that it's getting done right, that we're getting to unify the experience. So there are, you know, we're under the gun right now to hire as many engineers as possible because Daikin wants to do everything everywhere all at once, you know, at the same time, right? It is going to be extremely exciting because I'll say this, the thing that has surprised me most about this acquisition is that I haven't met somebody I don't like yet. And that's impossible. There's 20,000 of us. How is it possible? Every week I'm in a different city in North America and everybody I meet on the Daikin team is incredible. So I just, being on the Daikin team, being a dealer, I encourage you, get on the Daikin team. We are going to take over the whole industry. It is just going to be amazing. The next 5 years are going to blow everyone away. Yeah.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate you
coming.
Appreciate
you.